Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Tony Antoine back again with another episode of Leave Empty. Here we like to talk about your purpose, potential, and legacy. There's nothing like going through life not knowing what your purpose is. It's a good day to be alive, so let's talk about it. And welcome back, everybody. Thank you for stopping by Leave Empty. You know what I tell you, if you are here listening to this podcast, it is not by accident. Please subscribe, tell a friend, and follow us. Here we talk about your purpose, potential, and your legacy. I don't know about you, but I want to leave empty. I don't want to leave full of things that I should have done and things that I could have done. I want to leave knowing that everything that God has put inside of me to do, I've gotten it accomplished. That's what our focus is. Thank you for tuning in. It is no accident, as I mentioned, that you are here. First, let me just thank every single one of you who have tuned in and who are new followers and subscribers to this podcast. Without you, this would not be happening. I appreciate every single word of encouragement. I can't believe we are in episode 14 already, nearing the end of our first season. I want to thank Miss Gina H. Curry for kicking it off and giving us such a great vibe to put out. I've gotten so much feedback from that first episode, and it only motivated me to make episodes that were just as good, if not even better. So I want to thank all of my guests who have come on here to share their stories. You didn't have to do that, and I appreciate every single one of you. Each of you brought something great, fantastic, terrific, whatever adjective you want to use, to this podcast. And I've gotten feedback from so many different people from every single episode. So thank you all for tuning in and just sharing with your friends. And thank you, guests, for coming on and participating. I have a few in the hopper that will be released in the coming weeks. But today, I am flying solo. Now, full disclosure, I asked a little 10-year-old if she would oblige me and come on the podcast. And this little girl said, let me think about it. She just turned 10 and beautiful little girl. I love her parents, but we're going to have a conversation with this little girl. So hopefully at some point you will hear my daughter, Gabriella, my 10-year-old, and get some feedback from her and her thoughts. She's a straight shooter, and I'm almost scared to ask her questions because she is so live and direct. Not disrespectfully, but she doesn't have a lot of time to waste because she's doing 10-year-old things. And it's just been her and I this week. My wife is in Guatemala living her best life, showing me all of these beautiful pictures. And here I've been struggling this week with car trouble and trying to make sure that my 10-year-old's emotions and mental are intact because she misses her mom and I can't take her to her mom. So she's playing the waiting game with me. Thankfully, my mom, Mom Dukes, came through and helped me out a couple of days. And again, it's not a cliche. It takes a village. And it's just been one of those weeks. I mentioned the car, and thankfully it's back on the road. But I don't know about you. I am fed up with rude and unprofessional people at the stores. I usually don't get myself in a knot about how people act and how people treat me. I've never been one to just internalize. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and so I get it. But this has been, I guess it's been compounded with everything that I just mentioned. But have you ever gone into the store and they just make you wait for no reason? The workers are standing there having their own conversation. They're laughing. They're talking. They're having a good time. Cursing out each other. The most unprofessional atmosphere you could find yourself in. And then when they finally wait on you, in my situation, it was a car part. And they sell you the wrong part. So I'm happy. I got my part. I'm going home. I'm going to fix my car, only to discover that they sold me the wrong part. So then you got to go back and repeat that whole scenario all over again. Go into the store. They're standing around talking and laughing, cursing each other out, having a good old time. And then they finally wait on you and you tell them, yes, you sold me the wrong part. And then almost instantly, they get an attitude with you as if you're supposed to make the wrong part work on your car. How dare you bring this back? And I'm telling you, it took every piece of me to hold my peace because I was fed up, I was frustrated. And I'm telling you, if you could get in my mind, there are Hollywood movies that are being directed and produced in my mind. And you will probably look at me kind of strange, like, ooh, Tony, what's going on? What's wrong? Do you need help? Do you need therapy? You need counseling? So it's been one of those kind of weeks where it's just like the craziness is at a 10. Have you noticed since things have opened back up also that people are driving as if they got their license out of a cereal box? I'm telling you, I'm looking at people blow through stop signs, go around you, stop abruptly in front of you, make a U-turn, almost hit people. And it's just like, where are you going? What is the rush? What is the mad dash? And it's not in any particular area. It's not any particular demographic. It is just out here universally, and people are just driving crazy. So I encourage you, listen, don't pull up next to the person and throw up any hand gestures. You know how some of you do. Don't honk your horn. Don't tailgate the person. Don't speed up next to them and try to get in front of them. Just let them go, because there is something in the air that's not quite right. And I'm going to blame the pandemic. I'm just going to say it. The pandemic needs to be blamed for a lot of this stuff that's going on, because people are just not in their right frame of mind. So that's been my week. Thankfully, I am here solo. There is no guest today. There are a few things on my heart that I just want to share with you. And then I just hope that you guys are taking care of yourselves. As much as they talk about vaccines and cases going up, it seems like they talk more about vaccines and cases going up. Our children are back in school. Some schools, in Philly at least, have already started closing for a couple of weeks because cases are so high. We still have people fussing and arguing about wearing a mask. And it's just a whole mess out here. And I'm going to be straight up with you. If you don't just think on other things outside of what's happening, you are going to find yourself losing your mind. And none of us can afford to do that, right? We have to stay sane and keep our mind. So this is what's going on in the world. And these things are happening. They're out of our control. So, but I am going to send an email to the auto parts store for the lack of professionalism and rudeness. Not trying to get anybody fired, but I was looking at other customers and their faces said the exact thing that I was feeling. And it's not fair. It's not fair to those of us who are paying our money and patronizing these businesses only for them to give us subpar service. So, yes, they will be getting an email from me, and it will not be a very favorable one for that particular store. A lot of loss in September. A lot of you have been going through
the loss of loved ones. First of all, my condolences to all of you who have lost loved ones. It is not easy. And when it's unexpected, it's that much more painful. I hope that in some way you are finding comfort and peace in the life and legacy that your loved one left behind. We tend to think about how life ended for them. And I say, allow that person to live through you based on your experiences with them. Laugh about the good times. Think about the things that were profound that they said to you that didn't mean much then, but now have a lot of meaning to them. So my heart goes out to you. And this year has just been a year of very painful losses for a lot of people that I know. My prayers are with you, and I hope that you're coming out, or you'll come out better than you went in. And so as much as I'm complaining about unprofessional people at stores and drivers, there are a lot of people who are dealing with far worse situations than I am. And I don't try to minimize anybody's pain, especially when it comes to loss and grief. So please take care of yourselves. Please grieve. Take time. Don't try to rush back in and keep your life busy so that you can keep your mind off of the loss. No, go through your grief process and understand and know that with time, it will get a little bit better. Not completely better, but a little bit better. I also wanted to just share with you guys today, for those of you who may not know the Everything Is We podcast, Everything Is We, with Cameron and Vicky Logan. I was so moved and touched today listening to their podcast because they discuss something that a lot of people go through but don't openly discuss. And this is a young couple. I believe they're both 30 or 29 or 31 and 30, something like that. But they have been struggling to have a child. And that's what their discussion was about today. They just went into great detail. Actually, Vicky did a lot of the talking, but she talked about how difficult it is dealing with infertility. And watching all of her friends who are married start their families and have children. Her and her husband, Cameron, haven't been able to have children yet. And just how painful that is when you go to the baby showers and you just see these families growing. And then the pressure from people who don't know your personal situation, want to know why you haven't had a baby yet. You've been married how many years and you haven't had a baby yet? How painful those types of questions are. And again, I don't believe that people are being malicious. I just think that they're ignorant and they don't know the situation. And they're also a little irresponsible. They're not thinking that maybe there could be something wrong that they can't conceive or they haven't conceived yet. I remember when my wife and I were going through a similar situation. Took us 4 years to get my daughter here. You know, I remember being in that place and trying to support my wife and trying to ask myself, like, what's going on? Is there something that you did in your past? Maybe your past is catching up to you. And it's none of those things. It's just God's timing. That's the only way that I can look at it. Some people are able to just simply have children and have more children and continue to have children with no problem. And then there are those of us in the camp where it doesn't happen that easily. And then my heart really goes out for those who it can't happen for at all. They've been trying. They've been to the doctor. They've tried all the things that people would normally try. They still can't conceive. Here's a little note of attention that I took from that particular episode. Don't allow yourself to enter into a very delicate and personal space with someone trying to conceive irresponsibly. Don't do that. I could tell that it was very painful for the wife, Vicky, to talk about. I could tell that it was very painful for the husband, Cam, to talk about and how to support his wife through that. So please be conscious of the fact that there may be young couples out there that may not be able to conceive right away for whatever reason. And you putting the pressure on them and asking them, how come you haven't had a baby? How come y'all are just waiting so long to have this child? Don't do that. It's irresponsible and it's disrespectful because you don't know what they're going through. Instead, why don't you ask them, is there anything that I can pray for you about? I think that's a better approach than how come you haven't had any children yet? And then if they do have a child, don't begin putting pressure on them to have another child. You don't know their financial situation. You don't know their plan. I think sometimes we just have to take a step back. We get so familiar with each other that we forget that we're human and we have feelings and we go through stuff and we need support. We need some space to help us to endure whatever it is we're going through. And again, it may not be infertility for you. It could be something else that you haven't disclosed to someone. It could be something else that you really haven't felt comfortable sharing with anybody, but it's something that you've been holding in and you want to release it, but you don't trust anybody to release it to. Pray and ask God to help you find someone who has an understanding ear and who can be a person to help you go through whatever the process is that you need to go through. So if you haven't heard of them, it's Everything Is We podcast. Go over to their podcast channel and really listen to that episode. I believe that it is a game changer for a lot of people who haven't been able to just say it out loud that they've been having problems conceiving. That's the only podcast that I'm plugging today. I want you to continue to tune in to Leave Empty and tap into your potential so that you can maximize on your purpose and leave a lasting legacy. You always hear me say that at the end, but I'm saying it early this time. And also, just continue to ride with me on this podcast. We're nearing the end of season one, and I look forward to bringing on more guests. We have some podcasts in the hopper that are waiting to be released. We have some guests that are coming through, and I look forward to just sitting down and having more and more conversations with people. We need each other and we need to talk to each other. Hey, this is Tony Antoine. Thank you again for stopping by Leave Empty. I appreciate your support and I appreciate all of the love that you give me through your feedback and through your whatever it is. You know what you do. Prayers, whatever it is. Remember, tap into your potential so that you can maximize on your purpose and leave a lasting legacy. I don't know about you, but I want to leave empty. I want to empty out everything that God has put in me to give to this world. And I'm not getting caught up in this world. Be safe out there. Drive safely. Hey, listen. Don't let people stress you out. All right? I love you guys. I'll see you in the next episode.